CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. As the weather worsened last week, Nanaimo's extreme weather response was activated. When temperatures drop below freezing, the program provides overnight accommodation for homeless people. And this year, Nanaimo's first Unitarian Fellowship has joined the extreme weather response. The church has taken 10 cots available, and it will also provide some food and volunteer support. We're joined in the studio by Wendy and Rob Stewart and Minister Karen Fraser-Gitlitz of First Unitarian Fellowship.
I stopped by the Unitarian Fellowship building on Townsite Road Tuesday evening and spoke with a number of people, including William Shinnick of the Salvation Army, Riney Heiderman, a church member and volunteer, Carol Meeks and her son Tim, who were volunteering together for the evening, and Orville Drake, who was staying with seven or eight others at the shelter that night. Here's what they had to say.
My name is William Chinnick, and I work with the Salvation Army here at the Unitarian Church. I've worked for 4 years in the auspices of the Salvation Army under the Cold Wet Weather Program until New Hope was built in 1987. New Hope has 30 shelter beds now. They also have 20 beds for extreme weather. 10 of those beds have been allocated to the Unitarian Church for the extreme weather program here. The 10 that we have also get a meal in the evening, and volunteers come in the morning to serve breakfast. I stay through the night and make sure that any needs are met, that if they if emergencies happen. This is a fledgling program for the Unitarian Church, the extreme weather has been going on for 5 years, I believe, in this 19 Nickel Street shelter. It's moved from, of course, the kitchen to the New Hope, the facilities here are quite adequate for running a shelter, doing it this year for an extended period of time because of the extreme cold weather that we're having in 2008.
My name is Riney Heiderman. I'm a member of this church, and I'm here for the first time. I'm shadowing. I want to find out what those who have been here already and doing a super job, that I can learn from them, so next time when I come, I know what I need to do. When I came at about 6 o'clock, there were already 3 people sitting at the stairs, but we are not opening our doors until 7 because we need to be ready. And so when I came in, we prepared together, and then the door was open for them about, I think, 6:45. And then we were helping them to take off their shoes and their wet socks, their wet clothes, and we gave them dry clothing to wear. We are giving them decaffeinated coffee and also some soup and a bun and some cheese and a cookie. I suggested that I come tomorrow night to do another shift, because I'm doing other volunteer work in the city, so I'm quite busy.
Tim Donnelly.
What's your experience been tonight?
I don't know. It's been interesting, and it's kind of new for me, but I don't know. It's different, yeah.
Did you know much about homelessness before you came in this evening?
Not much, but I guess my mom and I have kind of looked at a few things about it, but not much.
What have you learned in the short time you've been here on this volunteer shift?
I don't know. I've probably learned more about cooking in the kitchen than anything here. But, yeah, like, it's a lot worse than I thought it was out there for them.
I'm Orville Drake. This is my second night. Well, there it's pretty cold, really cold. This night, and she fell down, and the street people, you know, I don't know.
Have you? How long have you been without a home, Orville?
Probably about 4 months now.
Yeah. so this cold weather experience is new for you, maybe.
Well, I've been in cold weather for a long time. I can handle it. Well, today was pretty good because the sun was out. But once the sun went down, it's like pretty cold. And
had a bit of cheese.
A lot of things are happening. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there saying it's cold. It's not just us. There's a lot of people out there. And I don't know what to say about it. And the government says they're going to have all these little shelters for us. When is that? 2012, the target. There's a lot of people out there freezing. A lot of people. I just want God bless all my friends out there and keep warm.
My name is Carol Meeks. I'm volunteering. I'm not a member of this congregation. I had read about this in the newspaper. Being that it's the Christmas season, I try and be a little more open and make a little more time to give in various ways. And it seems that homelessness has been quite topical this year. And I'm aware that I don't have any answers, but it's something that my heart is calling out to people. But yeah, I'm thinking, well, I don't have any answers. And when I saw that the Unitarian Church was willing to open their doors, I was inspired by that. So I thought, well, the least I could do is come out for a night. So my son and I, Tim, came out tonight. This is our first shift, yes.
What has it been like for you?
What's it been like? It's just an opportunity. Oh, it's okay. It's just an opportunity to be kind. I don't know how. It isn't easy to describe. It feels like the right thing to do, to give of my time, to help someone have somewhere to sleep tonight. It's just the right thing to do.
Wendy and Rob Stewart, you're both members of the Unitarian Fellowship Church, and you're members of the Social Responsibility Committee. So how did it happen that your church began to provide and offer this service to our community?
This was done through our social planner for the city of Nanaimo, John Horn, and he's one of our local prizes.
He keeps cropping up everywhere.
There's an awful lot of social programs that start from his office. So it started about a year ago, trying to get the infrastructure lined up and an insurance company that would insure us. The first one turned us down and told us they wouldn't cover us. So we had to reinsure, so we only were able to open this year for the first time.
And I think it's really kind of momentous that it's not downtown. It's on Townsite Road. It's in a different location so that those people who might be living homeless in some other part of the other than the downtown area have access without having to walk for miles or take a bus. It's a wonderful thing to see that there.
For a number of reasons. One is to have the density of programs in the downtown and south end disadvantages that group. They don't deserve to have all the programs because it has an impact. To have 300 people show up for breakfast does have an impact on the community. Having 10 in a homeless shelter is almost invisible. It's fabulous. Mm-hmm. More of them are required, though.
That's right. And something I really would like to hear more about is this no-barrier service that you guys provide.
Well, that's consistent with the whole extreme weather program for the city. People's behavior is so aberrant, they sometimes get into trouble and get banned from the shelters, the emergency shelters, not the wet weather shelters. The wet weather shelters throw away those lists of banned individuals. It's only if their behavior is too bad when they're there on that evening. If it's disrespectful or if it's violent, then we have to deal with it.
So I assume that has something to do with whether people are under the influence of alcohol, for example, or not. Is that also part of a removal of barrier?
No. The removal of barrier, yes. That they are so far very, very inebriated when they come in.
Yes. I'm wondering if we could give the mic to Wendy there. Wendy, I spoke with you on the telephone the other day when we were arranging for this interview. Tell us a bit of what the experience has been like for you and others at the church in this past week.
It's been very rewarding. I think we've all been very surprised at the level of care that we've had to give to them. That I think we all thought they'd be a little bit more independent, but unfortunately, when people come in with that much alcohol in them, they are harder. You know, they can't do the things normally for themselves, like take off their shoes and socks and put on dry ones. We set up a fairly really interesting way of doing it, that we bought a whole bunch of little slippers, rubber ones that we can wash in between times. So we take off their wet socks, give them warm socks, and put on these slippers. And they're saying they feel like they're all running around in a Japanese tea room.
Yes. Yes.
They have got humor once they are in and warm. They help one another. One woman that came in five nights in a row, when she comes in, she can't do anything for herself, but after she's had something to drink and eat and gets warmed up, she goes out of her way to help the others, makes their beds, takes when they come in. So when somebody new arrives, she's more than happy to go out and greet them and show them the ropes. So that's very, very rewarding that we're giving them some independence. Mm.
Karen Fraser Gitlitz is consulting minister at First Unitarian Fellowship, and she's also with us here in the studio. Karen, tell us about the links between spirituality and social responsibility, such as we see happening at the First Unitarian Fellowship.
Absolutely. Unitarians are people of this world. Spirituality is one of those terms that gets thrown about and means so many different things, but our understanding of it is spirituality is how we relate to the world around us. What is larger than us? What is important? It could be God, it could be our values, but we come together on our principles, and one of them is the inherent worth and dignity of every single person. So when we're talking about our spirituality, we're talking about living out our values. Mm-hmm. And if we're living in a community where some people aren't allowed to flourish in their independent worth and dignity, what we try and do is make that happen for them.
What thoughts went through your mind as we listened to the audio clip at the start of our discussion here today?
I'm struck by the caring and connections that people are making. A lot of people are talking about surprise in what they're doing, and I think building bridges is one of the things that we are called to do as spiritual communities, and I see that happening, and it's so exciting.
That sort of, in a way, answers the question I was going to ask next, which is why it's important for churches and people of health, of faith, or and anyone to be able to reach out and help others. And what you just said about building bridges and connections really struck a chord for me.
It's about our common humanity, I think. If we walk by down the street and see people who are struggling and who aren't doing well, it touches our own humanity. We're only able as a society to be as good as each and every single person is able to flourish. Mm.
Rob and Wendy Stewart, you're members of the Social Responsibility Committee at the Fellowship, and this is quite a task, it seems to me, that the committee has undertaken in providing this service, and I have been reading some appeals for assistance. How can the public become involved, and how can people help you in what you're doing?
I think one of the things that we need right now more than anything else is volunteers. We can always use money because we do have to have some capital expenses as well that aren't being covered by BC Housing. Mm-hmm. But volunteers are so important. Volunteers that can drive at night, that can come out in bad weather, that can come in and feel comfortable after a bit of training, that they will take over and do the work without, we want to empower them as well, that whatever decision they make is a good decision. You can't, as long as their safety, they're thinking of their safety and the hall's safety and the guest's safety. That's very important. But volunteers, if we had a group from another organization that would get together and say, okay, we will provide you with a couple of nights and we'll find you volunteers, things like that would be wonderful. Now, we have a volunteer coordinator at the moment, Sharon Fulton. And would you like me to give you her
absolutely.
Email address?
And her phone number if you have one.
Okay, it is 250-729-3695 is her home number, and it's sfulton@telus.net. That's sfulton@telus.net.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all three of you for coming in today. And thank you again to Karen Fraser, Gitlitz, Wendy, and Rob Stewart, all three of the First Unitarian Fellowship in Nanaimo. All the best to the three of you in the holidays coming up. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.